You had to take it, so you had to unscrew it.
And you did what? You agreed?
Well, you unscrew it, and when you unscrew it, you pull it off a little bit, not plumb off. Then put you some of that axle grease on there, have a little paddle, and slip it back on, and put that tap back on again, the wheel going off.
Yeah. You say you did what? You did what to the wheel?
Well, the wheel went squeaking with some axle grease on it.
Yeah, you say you...
had to unscrew that tap on the end of that wheel and slip that wheel out a little bit and put that axle grease on there and then slip it back and then put that tap back on there.
Yeah. Okay. I did what to my car? What to my...
Well, I just say I greased my wagon.
Okay. I got my hands all...
Well, I got my hands over it. I went and washed them.
But they were all what?
An old day, built it up, and I went and cleaned them up with some soap and water.
Yeah, if you got grease all over your hands, you'd say they were all...
Same thing, but...
They're all what? Grease?
All greased up.
Grease,
and sometimes, I've seen grease, you don't have to have to maybe take a little, take black grease, some of it, take coal oil and rub over it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good.
You know, some people don't like to eat certain foods that are fried in oil because they say they're too, they claim they're too what?
Too fat?
Too
greasy or fat or something like that.
Greasy, yeah. Do you like to fish?
What's that?
You like to fish?
Like to fish?
Yeah.
Well, I never could catch no fish much. I went a little bit and caught a few. They wouldn't bite my hook. I don't know how come. I've seen Ben fishing, folks just catching, just jacking my jam, and wouldn't my hook just sitting just here. I had some white friends that I went to fishing with them, and the last time I remember going with them, we went to a place called Grand Mare Lake. We was out in the boat. And they're just a poor and scoundrel. The man and his wife both spoke the same time. I got a nickname, called me Man. Man had me that pole here. I ain't tell them, what they done. They took that hook and line off that pole. They put another hook and line on that pole with a cork on it, on that line. Then they baited that hook with a minnow. And said, now, he was catching crappie, you know. Said, don't jack them now, they're mouth tender to you. Man, I can't pull them out. I don't know who done the more good, me or them. I mean my white friend. I just told him, business down there.
You
said, when they pulled the cork on, I said, just lift him out. Don't jack him.
You commenced to pull him out?
Jack him, don't jack him. Tie his mouth off, them crappies would. Their mouth tender. You jack other fish, you can jack no crappie catching good. But the mouth tender. Some folks call them white perch.
What kind of boat were you in?
Well, we was in a little metal boat.
What do they call it?
Oh, well, I know, just a runabout boat, so we were.
Yeah. You ever seen them boats that were narrow, pointed at the front?
Well, that's true. I've seen another. I've seen homemade boats that were made that way.
What do they call them? John?
Yeah, just made John.
John boats?
Yeah. That's
what about the real narrow ones? A pirogue or a...
Yeah, that's right. That way.
A backhoe, you ever hear that? Never heard of that. Okay. Now, when you first get in the boat, you...